From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Good afternoon and welcome again to Idol Chatter, your favorite American Idol podcast here on NewsOK.com. As always, I'm multimedia editor Mike Kaler. Joining me by my side, not talking about House today,
is trusty sidekick Yvette Walker. But we did have a great House podcast. Check it out on NewsOK.com.
Yes, we talked it was a very dour and gloom discussion of House, very serious about House. But now we're on the bigger and lighter and more exciting and jazzy things.
That's right.
And that's to talk about American Idol down to its final eight.
Wow.
This is where things start getting interesting because you're eventually getting rid of all the crazy people. last night was the American Idol Makes You Feel Old edition, where they tell what all the birthdays were all the contestants, so you can say, oh, great, Allison was born in 1992.
I was in college.
Exactly. You were in college in 1992?
No, actually, I was not in college in 1992.
Give it up to you. Okay, so they got to pick a song from the year of their birth, and we had some really, really good performances. Mm-hmm. We had a really good performance by Adam Lambert that got cut off by my DVR. Way to go, DVR. Another reason to blame Paula. Quit talking so much.
Yeah, because she
about chord changes.
Because she made Fringe late, and if I had missed Fringe, I would have been very upset.
Did you see the Fringe guy in the audience on American Idol?
No, I missed that part.
Isn't that the guy from Fringe, the guy who doesn't have any eyebrows?
I must have missed that part. Really?
The bald-headed guy?
Yeah. You're messing with me.
No, he was.
I don't believe you.
I see the Fox that keeps doing it on all different little Fox shows. Because they did it one time on a football game.
I missed him.
I don't know what he's... I don't watch Fringe.
Yeah,
but he's like the cigarette-smoking man of Fringe. So.
Exactly. Wow. Okay.
But yeah, he was in the audience. He was just sitting there, expressionless.
I missed that part. Okay.
Go back on your DVR and watch it. He's at the very, very beginning.
Okay.
So there's your Fringe.
Wow.
So, like I said, we'll just go through everybody here like we always do and talk about how they did. And I think that, I think it's getting interesting, which I always like. So... we'll start. We'll go in alphabetical order because that's the way Wikipedia does it. Good for them. we'll start with Chris Allen, Mr. Handsome, who did this. You did this Don Henley, All She Wants to Do Is Dance.
It was a good song, but the beat was just really weird.
Yeah, it was strange.
It was a strange beat. It was slow. Was it slower? It was slower than it normally is.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was just weird.
And he's there playing his guitar, which is, not a big surprise at this point.
And I don't think he's Mr. Handsome either.
He does what he does.
Okay.
He's from Arkansas, so the bar on handsome is much, much lower.
okay, I didn't say that.
but, I still think somehow he's managing to be among their favorites, but... What I noticed is what they're talking a lot more about here is we're still a fan of you, but, there's a lot of these people who aren't living up to kind of the investment that the judges have made in them over the weekend. I think he's one of them, but I still think he's on the better side of the curve.
But he'll have to step it up as we go on into the next few
weeks.
Oh,
yeah, he's going to get squished.
Yeah.
If he keeps doing this. Speaking of that... giving it the old college try is Anoop.
Oh, I'm done with Anoop now.
There's an A for effort there, Anoop, and that's about all I can say. He's consistent. He's consistent in his enthusiasm and what he sees as his niche, which is, kind of R&B. He's saying True Colors by Cyndi Lauper. Cyndi Lauper, who I love, by the way.
I love that
song.
And
this is this is the most covered Cyndi Lauper song in history. Obviously, because it's kind of, slow and romantic and whatever.
But that's the problem. His consistency means that he doesn't make things his own. It sounds a little bit too much like the original song. Although,
it just sounds maudlin sometimes.
Yeah,
just, he's doing it. I'm trying to think of a way to describe it. He's picking these songs because he knows that the song will be effective rather than his performance of the song being effective.
He's trying to make everything bedroom music,
right.
And it's just kind of boring.
Yes.
It is.
So, Anoop falls in the lower four category. Matt Gerard, the he sang Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder. Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. Say that five things fast. Mm-hmm. You know, and they really went gaga about that, I thought, you know.
I don't get it. Every week I say...
You're not a fan.
You say Matt Gerard, and I go, I don't get it.
You know, he's kind of... I think he's the middle guy. I think he's the... He's not terrible. You know, you think he's terrible, obviously, but and he's not amongst
You think he's better than Chris, though?
No, I don't think he's better than Chris.
All right, I just wanted to get that clear.
So that's why I put him somewhere straddling. I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the bottom three for the next every week until he gets eliminated. So, you know, I see him falling off. Mm-hmm. As opposed to Goki, the Goki. Seacrest calls him the Goki. I think he's surging. I think he's in the top three. He's established himself. He's one of the best three people, and he's going to be in the finals if things keep going like he's going.
Right.
He sang the Stand By Me weird arrangement that Mickey Gilley sang. When did I think of Stand By Me, I think of Mickey Gilley. What? you know, and
yeah.
I thought it was weird but good.
I thought his performances are good, but somehow – they don't match his face, and it's just weird. So even more so than Anoop. I hear this voice,
which is
I
interesting because my wife tells me I look like Danny, or Danny Goki looks like me. Yeah.
That, like I said, I'll just bypass that comment.
I need to get some. I need to get some color in my. I need to get some frosted tips.
I see Goki, and I think he's like the nice guy in school who like was nice and helped you. And I don't. Then I hear this performance, and somehow it just doesn't match for me, but. Obviously, it's not bothering the judges or the crowd.
And then we had Allison.
Golly my day. Girl, my girl.
This girl is so good.
She's so good.
It's just, I mean, every week.
And if she's in the bottom three again this week, I'm going to be really mad.
I mean, America did. I mean, for some reason.
I don't get
they
it.
They don't like her. Well, I don't know why.
How can they not like this girl?
I don't know. She's too young. I don't know if she's just because she's a girl.
Now, there's a couple of weeks. There was one week when I thought she wasn't quite as successful and she was in the bottom three. And I go, well, okay, maybe. But not this week. I mean, she was amazing.
Yeah, I thought she was. She sang Bonnie Raitt, You Can't Make Me, I Can't Make You Love Me, which is interesting coming from someone born in 1992. Mm. So, you know, I just really think that she's the best. Well, there's only two girls. She's the best girl, obviously. She's the one, I think, who could give Adam a run for his money. We'll talk about him next. And that guy, he sang this Tears for Fears song. For some, this kind of gets into my American Idol is fixation. Sometimes I just think his staging is better. You know, they had this whole deal, this lights low, you know, he's there and it's just all about him and it's not about all this brass and all this other hoo-ha going on. And
but
it's just him singing.
Who makes the decision?
The producers do.
Well, but hold on, because they make their own decision about the song, well, sometimes the song they choose and the arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, though, he's very theatrical. Could have said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if I was sitting in this chair and you had this light on me? I mean, could he have said that?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, and somebody like him with his experience and his ability might be able to do that, which more power to him, which is a whole lot more reason for him to win. But, you know, somebody like, you know, some of the Joy, Megan Joy and Allison, you know, those people aren't going to know how to do that stuff.
Right, right.
But for some reason, it's not just his singing, it's the performance
that
is just so crisp and so good every time, from the clothes he decides to wear, from what he does on the stage with himself, you add the singing on top of that. It's just, Allison is good and consistent every week, but it just seems like Adam has this whole thing.
He takes it to the next level.
And, you know, my wife was saying last night, how has this guy not been doing this before? I mean, how is this guy not already famous?
He's pretty young, too, though, isn't he?
He's born, let me see, born January 29th, which is my anniversary, 1982.
He's 26.
So, yeah, he's on the older side
of it. But here's the thing. If that was not his idea, then I would say that it's bad. It's not fair play on the part of the producers of American Idol, because clearly that was the best staged performance. Mm-hmm. And if that did not come from him, then you know, then that's not fair.
Well, you know,
in my opinion,
it's a singing competition, as Simon likes to say. Now, the world, you know.
Speaking of Simon, and what did he do?
Standing ovation.
Come on. It's Simon.
Part of it was he didn't have any time to talk because Paula had taken up 5 minutes and screwed up everybody's DVRing. but, you know, he wanted to, it was to the point. Mm-hmm. This guy is so good that there's not any advice they're going to give him. He's just going to keep going until... I mean, it's going to come down to the voting, obviously. Right. Obviously, he's the most talented person.
Right.
If it was a meritocracy, he would win. But it's a democracy made up of 2 million votes by 15-year-old girls. So who knows? Good for him. Next came old Scott McIntyre, who stepped out from behind the piano and said, "Hey, look, I can play the guitar, too."
I was surprised.
And he sang the Survivor song, which I, you know, don't get me wrong, I like Survivor. I still think he's just struggling. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's taking their advice. He come out from behind the piano. It's still, he's just a weird cat, you know. And then that whole Halloween introduction thing that they did.
I don't know.
I would play my spooky organ and scare kids on Halloween.
I don't get it.
I think he's going to go.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, people, you know, he might
He'd be the next around. Logical person
But
to
he
go.
Seems to be the next one to go.
Yeah.
And then Lil. I'm split. This is surprising for me because I'm totally disagree with the judges on her. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really good. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just the right kind of song that she needed to sing. Mm-hmm. I thought she looked great. I thought she sang it really well. I thought it was a really good performance for her. I felt like it was a comeback for her. But then they go and they make her cry, which isn't very fair.
They are. they set the bar so high for her. That really, there's nothing that she can do, in my opinion. There's nothing she can do to live up to what they're expecting from her. And they're expecting another Fantasia or whatever. And she's really good.
It's only one Fantasia.
But she's not. I mean, she's really good.
Yeah.
And if Adam and Allison weren't in this competition, she'd be my favorite.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, I love tough competition.
Yeah, I mean, I really like her. But she's lacking that. Blow the roof.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have to sing the Dreamgirls song next week. I mean, for crying out loud. I mean, that's what it's going to have to take. Whitney. This is how intense I'm breaking this down. It's going to have to take a Whitney song or the Dreamgirls song to save her bacon if she doesn't get eliminated tonight. Because she needs...
You think she might?
I mean, the way that they blew her doors off with their critique.
Yeah.
You know, and people are thinking, "Oh, I'm not going to vote for her because they said she was terrible."
Yeah.
I think she very well could go tonight. But if she survives one more week, she is going to have to bring the house down the next time she performs if she wants even a sliver of a chance to be in competition with this.
But despite all the negativity they gave her, would they save her, do you think?
No.
Okay.
I think they're saving their save for Allison.
Okay.
Because Allison keeps showing up in the bottom three.
Yeah.
Eventually, she's going to be there again, and she's going to be the one to lose, and then they'll use it for her.
Okay.
Because Adam's never going to have to be saved.
No. Mm-mm.
Goki, I don't think, would have to be saved.
Probably
so they're
not.
saving it for Allison.
Okay.
But Lil, I mean, she needs a Fantasia performance.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching. I love Fantasia. Fantasia did this. Did the salute to Patti LaBelle a few months ago.
Okay.
Did you see that?
Hey, but add Patti LaBelle to your list of the things she'll have to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Fantasia did this performance at this Patti LaBelle tribute that I swear people were screaming and fainting. It was like Sunday church, as my pastor says. I mean, ladies were falling down because Fantasia was and just working it. And she was like practically crawling on the floor singing this Patti LaBelle song.
Mm-hmm.
And Patti was like, her hat fell off. I think she was so excited about it. So,
but you're right. She's going to have to do that.
Lil needs to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's got it inside of her, but she does work out, it seems like. I will say one thing about Lil. She's got some guns. So good luck for her. I think it'll be Scott. Do you think?
To go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And then your top three is still the same?
Absolutely.
Adam and Allison and Goki for me. So until then, we'll know more next week. We'll be down to 7, and we'll be keep counting you down until American Idol is over and crowns its next champion. Until then, I'm Mike Kaler.
I'm Yvette Walker.
We'll talk to you later.